Hi, I'm Leslie.
I'm Andrew.
And this is Bad Movies and Booze. We're doing a little something different. Thought we'd, give you a little bit of video, show you a little bit of
what we look like.
And, well, you know what we look like. You've seen us on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
Pretty like much now. The major things that are trending right about now.
Right. So you'll see us on TikTok in a few minutes. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about the drinks that we like, So first, I guess, let's ask, what is your all-time favorite?
Amaretto Sour. It's sweet and it's tangy.
Yeah.
It's delicious for me.
Yeah, that's one of his favorites. Is that the one that has the... That's not the one with the egg, is it?
Yes. Ugh. Yeah, from Craftsman Row. Yeah, Craftsman Row on 8th Street, just off of Market in Center City, Philadelphia. Well, they make it with...
Off of Chestnut, between Chestnut and Sansom.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they make their Amaretto Sour with egg white.
Yeah.
Which was different, but it works.
Yeah, he loved it. I'm not drinking a drink with egg white. I'm cool.
The protein's good for you.
Whatever. I used to do that as a kid thinking, I was Rocky or something. So.
Well, yeah, yeah.
My favorite? You give me anything with tequila. So I will definitely drink all the margaritas. I tend to just drink a regular margarita these days. When I first started drinking them, I wanted the frozen something, slushy something. But now, just put some tequila and some flavoring, or no flavoring. Just give me tequila and I'm happy.
Yeah, the first time that I had Leslie for an official date, we went to El Bez in Center City, and she never had 1800.
Yeah.
So she ordered some tequila, got some 1800. Next thing you know, she just fell in love with it. And any chance that she could buy 1800, she'll buy it.
Mm-hmm. Especially the coconut 1800.
Oh, yeah.
That's and you mix that with some pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good drink.
Even I have to admit, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a tequila drinker, but it is pretty damn good.
Speaking of tequila, what is your favorite liquor?
Yes. So that would be Uncle Nearest.
Mm-hmm.
The Uncle Nearest line, there's three of them. Those are fantastic. I tasted two. I'm looking forward to tasting the third.
Oh, my gosh. The 1820, we are trying to get our hands on this 1820. Mm. And every time we try, it's sold out as soon as it comes out. So if y'all could find some 1820 for us,
I'd be greatly appreciative.
Yes, please, because we're trying to get it. But yeah, he is definitely a whiskey guy.
Yes.
I mean, whiskey's good. Yeah. I like it too. So but
you're more leaning on tequila.
I'm definitely leaning on tequila. I also like a gin and tonic. Like
it's simple.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's delicious. It's simple, it's easy, and it's delicious.
And you can hardly go wrong in measuring it too.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, so what about beers?
I'm really not much of a beer drinker, but I will drink a beer or two.
Yeah.
There's that one, I can't remember, it's a yellow label. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
I know, so many. We did get those from Trogues Brewery.
Right.
Those were really good. You actually really enjoyed those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The ones from Trogues, those were good. Yeah, we're not real beer drinkers. I'll drink a Stella.
Yeah.
I actually will drink a Corona Light.
Corona, I'm okay with.
Yeah, just put a lime in it. Yeah. I'll be all right. But we're not real beer drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
But we do like a cider.
The Stella Artois.
Yeah. So that's we've been drinking good. That cider.
Yeah.
Past few days.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to need a few more of those.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you give me any type of cider, I'm pretty happy. I was out wherever the home of the Little League World Series is, somewhere out in Pennsylvania, and they had this blueberry cider at this restaurant, which I really enjoyed, which I never thought of a blueberry cider, but
It
that one was
works.
good. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Wine.
Anything that's sweet. It has to be. In general, I'm a sweets
I
person.
mean, but when I said the Moscato, you were like, yeah, you turned your nose up to
Well,
it.
we got the Chardonnay. I had a
Yeah.
taste for Chardonnay.
But, you know, McBride Sisters
That one was different.
has a good, I loved it. Drank it all.
Yeah, she would. I
I don't
mean,
think,
yeah,
did you even get any?
if it's cold, it took on a different flavor. I
Yeah.
really wasn't too sure about it,
No.
but when it was room temperature, I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, not completely okay, but you know, it was just better tasting for me.
Yeah, I like the McBride Sisters. That was pretty good. But I will take a, my favorite is a Riesling. So if I'm going out and I really just can't pick something, I'll definitely, my go-to is a Riesling. So I love that. Anything that you're like, I will never do again.
Such as
Like drinks. Any type of drinks that you had and you're like.
Cuervo. I'm still trying to remember that night. And that happened about 13 years ago. I'm still trying to remember it.
Sad.
There's no way in hell I'll drink that ever again.
That is sad. That is sad.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, it's just a mind eraser for me. It did something and I only know bits and pieces. Next thing I know, I don't know what happened.
So no Quavo for him. I'll take it all. So anyway, we just thought, you know, do something a little different. A little bit of video. So we're going to also play the audio with our next recording because our next movie is
Gamer.
Gamer.
For me, it wasn't so much bad, it was just a terrible idea. I mean,
It was also bad.
It must have looked good on paper. It must have. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made it.
It wasn't enough of a movie to be a movie. That's my biggest, that was my biggest thing. Like there were, you know, it's one of those shoot 'em up, the end. That's basically
Pretty
what it
much.
was. So, and I mean, I love a good I'm killing everybody type of movie, but like John Wick,
You gotta put a
that's a good
story behind
one.
Yeah, you gotta put a story to it.
But just a
Shoot them all up and do this, that, and the other, throw this in here, swirl it around, see what happens.
yeah, just and some of the actors they picked, we're not gonna tell it all right now, but
You expect better.
yeah.
You expect better from them.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
It is what it is, I guess. Anyway, bye guys.
Bye.
Thanks for
And
watching.
you. So the remote to this thing doesn't
Nah.
work. So we had to do everything by hand.
Yeah.
Which is just a damn shame.
Which, I mean, it's not too much of a problem.
Please. It's
It's not.
ridiculous.
Okay, so
We have wildlife.
Yes, I was going to say. Well, they're not wild. Don't call T'Challa wild.
T'Challa's wild.
T'Challa is not
wild. He's a lap cat.
He's a tame little baby.
He's a lap cat.
So, yeah, you might see our cats walking through here.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bad Movies and Booze, the video edition.
Yay!
We don't know if we're going to do this a lot, no. But we're doing a trial run here, see how it looks, see how it sounds, see mm-hmm. how you all react to it.
Yeah.
And yes, we're holding microphones because one, my beard is too big and it would be covered and my sound won't sound as wonderful.
Yeah. So I don't have to hold a microphone, but I'm holding it anyway.
She doesn't want me to feel alone.
No.
Which is nice, which is... wonderful.
See, cattail.
Yeah. Behind. One of three.
Yeah.
One of three.
Anyway.
So, yes. So, good grief.
This movie.
Okay, people. You already heard it in the previous video where we were talking about our favorite drinks and favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Gamer, Action Sci-Fi Thriller. Rated R from 2009, 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. In a future mind-controlling game, Death Row convicts are forced to battle in a Doom-type environment. Convict Cable, controlled by Simon, a skilled teenage gamer, must survive 30 sessions, in order to be set free.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, our cast, believe it or not, the cast is pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
The cast is surprising. Gerard Butler, you know him,
mm-hmm.
King Leonidas. Amber Valletta, Michael C. Hall, the closer, Kira Sedgwick, Logan Lerman, Allison Lohman, Terry Crews. Yes. Ramsey Moore. Luda. Ludacris is in this thing.
Yes.
Jonathan Chase. Dan Callahan. Bridget Fleming. Johnny Wilworth. John Leguizamo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good people in here. I mean, you're looking at this and you're thinking, okay.
Yeah.
It's a stacked list, but it's a 5.8 out of 10.
And that is good because I would not have given it a 5.8.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm.
Let me back up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were some good parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were some good parts. The story could have been good.
I agree.
I think they could have built up plot a little bit better.
Yeah.
Maybe do just a little bit more to the scripting. Like, there was...
Yeah.
There was really no script.
Not much. I kind of expected a little better from Lionsgate.
Yeah. A little bit. But...
Oh, yeah. So, the budget was $50 million and the box office didn't even break even. It broke at 42. So
42 million.
So they didn't even they didn't break even. They lost 8 mil on the thing. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
We gave you the plot, so, we gave you the cast characters.
Andrew is going to be taking the lead on this one because I was actually doing my hair.
Yeah, we were getting ready to go to Leslie's youngest daughter, my stepdaughter's graduation from high school. Shout out to Janiyah Ginyard.
Yes.
For graduating high school. 5 of 5, mm-hmm. 5, 4, 5. Congratulations mm-hmm. to Leslie and Lawrence.
Thank you. Yes.
Who raised 5 amazing, wonderful yes. kids who have their, in their own right, wonderful, beautiful personalities.
Yes.
And yeah, and
Lawrence gets a lot of the credit for this last one.
Yeah.
He took her on basically the end of eighth grade all the way into high school. Mm-hmm. I was there for a couple of the years, but that's his baby. He took her on, and he was a great single dad taking care of her. So yeah. I really appreciate that. I really do. Anyway, let's get into this movie.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
It wasn't horrible. They changed Sweet Dreams into this weird rock version. It wasn't too bad, but really, is this going to be our background?
I was trying to help you with that, but you know, you kind of like just went over to me and just asked.
No.
So there we go. So as bad as my singing and humming was, the CGI was equally horrible.
Yeah. There's grief. Like these explosions, people shooting and running. It looks like a glitchy computer. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy that's just mowing people down with this huge gun.
Yep.
And we keep seeing like this save point where
they had a certain number of meters that they had to go through the battlefield mm-hmm. to get to the save point.
Right.
If you get to the save point, you're fine. You get to fight for another session.
Right.
You wind up dead on the battlefield, you're dead for real.
Right. So yeah, Gerard Butler, what is his name?
Cable? Real name that we discover later on, John Tillman.
Right. Well, he actually says it in the truck.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he says he does. Tillman. You're right. Yeah. He did say Tillman. So, yeah.
So, he gets blown out of a building, and then he gets to the save point, and he's in a truck, and he's talking to some other guys. At the time, I thought all these guys were soldiers. I thought this was some war movie.
No. Believe it or not, these soldiers are actually convicts.
Yeah.
And they are prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit prisoners. They committed crimes. You're going to do the time.
Right.
So the camera focuses on Tillman / Cable's right forearm.
Mm-hmm.
And the tattoo says, "I am right here with you." And they would not have put the camera on that tattoo unless there was great importance.
Of course.
And of course, the importance will be discussed later.
Of course. Now we're in this building. It's an office building. It's called Telnet. And there's people talking and walking around. And they're talking about getting an interview with this guy named Ken Castle. And Bob is the boss. And Bob is, I love Star Trek, mm-hmm. especially Star Trek Next Generation.
Right.
So if you know the actor who played Q in Star Trek,
yeah,
that's Bob. So anyway, yeah. Bob is the boss, and they're trying to figure out if they're going to get this interview.
Right.
And Kira Sedgwick, her name is Gina. She's Gina Parker Smith, and she's a talk show host.
GPS.
Yeah. Just
pointing it out.
Oh my!
Just pointing it out. GPS.
Just realized that. Like,
she's everywhere. She is. She's everywhere. GPS.
I can't believe Gina Parker they Smith did that.
That was clever.
No,
but that was just plain wrong.
Anyway. So we find out that Ken is the creator of these games called Society and Slayer.
Right. So basically, here we go. According to the interview, the pre-interview mm-hmm. with Ken Castle, he's the creator of Society, which is a SimCity type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Think like SimCity Second Life. Those that are really into like chat rooms and things like that and avatars and all. Yeah. Second Life in SimCity, that's Society.
Yeah.
And the twist to this is that these are real life flesh and blood people mm-hmm. being controlled by real life flesh and blood people.
Right.
So you can either get paid to be a member and character of society, or you got the scratch, you can pay to control the people in society.
Right.
And we're going to get into that.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break. And we'll get into the rest of that. We'll talk about what these games are and how they showed them on the screen and how stupid this gets. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Right. And we're back.
We're back.
All right.
Yes.
So, yes. So, okay. So, where we last left off, we were talking, we were describing society. So to continue on to the description of society, nudity.
Yeah. Lots of nudity and
bloodshed because, you know, there were two women in short shorts. One was trying to fix her boob and her top. The other one was just roller skating, runs into her, do a wicked flip. They both have a skinned arm, a skinned knee, laughing at the whole debauchery of it all. But at the same time, you could tell something's off.
Yeah.
You could look in their eyes and you could see that they are aware that they're in pain, but they can't control the natural receptors that are associated with pain.
Right.
So they're like licking blood off the wound and laughing at all of that. And at the same time, you get to see the people that are controlling these people in society.
And I hated that part. Like, they showed some of the people, but like the ones that they really showed, they were showing them like really close up and everything behind them was black. And it was that weird fishbowl effect that they do. Like
fishbowl floating head type
of thing. Yeah. So that was annoying. But you got to see, like, even though it was a woman who fell and scraped her arm and she was bleeding, she actually licked the blood off of her arm. But you can see that it's an old man who's actually controlling her. So, but the old man, again, it was just this floating head that they just decided to show at that point.
Plus, I think they were trying to highlight that you don't know who is behind the avatar.
Yeah.
So you could, you're thinking you're talking to a woman, but you're actually talking to a dirty old dude. So, yeah.
Yeah, that happened a couple of times.
Then there is Slayers.
Yes.
The Doom-like Call of Duty simulation.
Yeah.
Where it's the same process as society, but a little more shooty.
A lot more shooting.
A lot of boom.
Yeah, there's no shooting in society.
Oh, we'll get to that
later. I mean, yeah, eventually.
We'll get to that.
But there was, yeah, so Slayers is basically Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of shooting. And these are all real life people. So if you get shot and you die in the game,
you
die in real life.
You did.
And what, during the interview, Castle is saying that these people were death row inmates and they get to go in here. This is their chance for freedom if they get out of here alive after 30 sessions. So who, you know, nobody is really, it's not really murder. They're choosing to do this. And if they survive, they go free. Right. If they don't survive, they'll get killed on death row anyway. So what's the difference, basically, is what they're trying to say.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Basically. And then we have a cat bothering me. She wants me to pet her. And
she wants the lovin's.
Yeah. But she's like being annoying. Stop flicking her with water.
She doesn't even care. She understands water.
So anyway, because we're getting off the subject again.
Yes. So.
Anyway,
They did a stats read on Mr. Castle. And apparently, he surpassed Bill Gates in the money department, as they explained, because of these two simulations that he created overnight.
Right.
Which, Bill, you got some fictional competition over here. You got someone that made more money than you.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
So then, in the meantime, Ludacris pops up on the screen. He hacks into this show that's being watched. And he pops up on the screen and he's talking about how Castle is lying to everybody. And he's this group called Humans. I don't know. It was weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets explained a little bit later, but when it popped up, it was just... Yeah. And so they, you know, he just popped up for a second and then he was gone.
All right. But we all almost forgot, before Ludacris showed up, they showed the young man controlling Cable.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Simon. Mm-hmm. Simon is 17.
Right.
He is an ace gamer.
Right.
And he's the man, he's the young man responsible to getting Cable up to 26 session victories.
Right.
Consecutive.
Right.
And all, and he knows there were four more left. Mm-hmm. If he got... Cable to number 30 and win, he knew that Cable would be retired.
Right.
And freed.
Right.
So to speak.
Right. So then we are at the prison and some guy starts beating up one of the guards and he's like smashing his face in or whatever. And then he tries to escape.
Okay, people, here we go. All right, so you see how she's reacting. All right, so what's going to happen here? Every time that she says whatever, you take a drink. So she's going to be real careful in saying that word.
I am. I'm sorry. I don't want you drunk.
It's going to happen.
No.
It might happen. It might happen. It may not, but... She greatly improved on the previous review that we did, which was great.
Yes.
But, you know, we got one, so let's see how many we got here.
I hope it was just that one and I didn't miss one.
I hope so. Because we're gonna look at it
before we put it out. I'm going to also try not to say so anyway as much as well, I realized.
Oh, so that's another one. Yeah. So that's two triggers.
Yeah.
Whatever and so anyway. Mm-hmm. So, bam. You got your drinking orders. You got your drinking orders, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll try not to get you drunk.
All right. So what happens here, while the prison beatdown is happening, more guards come in, they run in. Mm-hmm. The guy that was delivering the beatdown runs off, and somehow some high-pitched frequency plays, and my man just, like, flies. Yeah. Like, literally flies into the air, just doing a wicked flip. And
yeah. It's some kind of shooting that happens.
Yeah. And either way, he winds up dead.
Yeah, of course.
He's dead.
Yeah.
So Cable is by himself, and then he's joined by John Leguizamo's character.
Which we find out later that they call him Freak. That was the name when he was out in the game.
Oh, okay.
That's what he called him. So
Freak, he is a bit of a mumbler. He likes to talk to himself. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, he knows Cable is going to be the one that's going to listen to him.
Right.
And they have a pretty quirky relationship, but it works.
There was absolutely no reason for this man to be in this movie.
It comes in handy later.
No, he was in for 3 scenes only. The end. I can count how many words. Well, I could probably count how many words most of them said. But he
like
was
one
in
or two lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 scenes only.
So while they're talking, the tattoo is clarified. Cable's tattoo. Mm-hmm. It is in reference to his family, his wife, and his little girl. Mm-hmm. So no matter where he is, they're always next to him.
Right.
So it's beautiful.
Right.
So while Cable is in his cell at the prison, mm-hmm. a mysterious woman pays him a visit, asks him for his autograph.
Right.
And she says, my son is a big fan of yours.
Right.
What's your son's name? She gives a name. He does an autograph, hands her the paper. But at the same time, underneath the paper, there was a picture of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that this woman had information for him.
Right. And but, she mm-hmm. stabbed his hand.
The right hand, like right here.
Yeah.
What you stabbed my hand for is to prove that it's authentic.
Right.
But there was a bigger purpose for that.
Of course.
Always
she, a bigger purpose. She took some of his DNA.
Right.
To say, and she said it was to prove that the signature was authentic.
But it gets deeper than that.
Of course.
So, yeah. So the son, David, who is his biggest fan, yep, the stamp is on the right hand mm-hmm. of authenticity. You have no idea what's going on out there, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Says the woman. And Cable's trying to figure out, well, what do you mean by that? Can you explain it? Before you know it, she said, I had to go. She was gone.
She left.
So, yep.
So then you see this other woman. She pops up in society. We're now watching the game Society. And this woman, she has something in her hand. She's holding her hand out.
I think it's candy.
It did look like candy. And a looks like a CGI crow was in her hand or something.
And the CGI, again, was horrible.
Mm-hmm. It's very bad.
So while we're seeing all of the people in society playing around, mm-hmm. we get to see a chin.
Yeah.
A rather large chin. Then it flips between that area and then back to society. People are just interacting, mm-hmm. kissing, and showing off body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go see a big plate of waffles with a big dipping tray of syrup.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 waffles are grabbed.
Yeah.
Syrup just slathered in syrup.
By a very large hand.
A very, very large hand.
Yes.
And then it went to a really large mouth.
Yeah, and you see the guy's face is like gross and greasy. And
my man was big.
Yeah. So they really tried to make it as gross as possible.
So the woman we discover that goes into the simulation,
mm-hmm.
if Leslie hasn't said it already,
mm-mm.
Cable's wife.
Right. So she has the job on the game Society.
Right.
That's how she makes her money. But of course,
the obese, sweaty man is the one controlling her.
Right.
And getting his rocks off.
And she's basically, I mean, most of the time people are going on this game to try and hook up with another player on the game.
Which, yeah.
She was about to hook up with somebody. And Ludacris jumps in again. And hacks this part of the game.
So you essentially see on the multiple TV screens this mm-hmm. guy has this like a black and white scream face and then game over.
Right.
Which causes the big guy to get really irate because of it.
Yeah, because they were about to
she's being sexually assaulted. Let's call a spade a spade.
I mean, it is sexual assault.
Yeah.
She knew what the job was. It's
true.
It's almost like prostitution, but you have no control over your body.
You can see the eyes on her. And especially when it was fixated on a building with a picture of Cable, her husband.
Yeah.
And you could tell in her eyes, I'm so sorry that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
But I have to figure a way to make a living.
Basically. So
that broke my heart.
One of the other things that we missed about Castle talking about how this game works, he says that there's these nanites or whatever.
You know what to do. So there's these nanites, mm-hmm. and they replicate themselves in your brain cells
right.
to the point where your entire brain is littered with these things,
mm-hmm.
and whatever emotions that you're trying to, that this person is trying to execute, mm-hmm. they're able to execute it.
Right.
So the biggest thing about this is there's a delay mm-hmm. in the action being requested by the user
mm-hmm.
and the person that is enacting these actions. So it's about a 1 to 2 second area of error when it comes to enacting these actions.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely going to be explained a little bit more in a little more detail down
right.
the line. So meanwhile, Castle is listening to the news while eating some potato chips
mm-hmm.
and in a woosah room at his home.
Yeah.
So they're just disparaging Castle, but at the same time praising him
mm-hmm.
for what he's accomplished.
Yeah.
So we go back to another Slayer zone.
Mm-hmm.
And the battle begins. Cable is focused on the task at hand while bodies, buildings, and cars are being decimated.
Yeah.
So we're just seeing a whole lot of boom, boom, bang, bang, bodies being piled up.
Yeah. And this chick named Sandra, because she kept trying to say her name in the truck for some reason. And he kept telling her to shut up because they're not supposed to. I guess they're not supposed to talk while they're on their way to this site.
To this war zone, yeah. Yeah.
So Sandra is with Cable and they're both shooting up everything.
Just doing the business.
They're tearing everything down.
Yes.
And then
Cable,
Sandra,
hold on. Uh-huh. Before that. Cable saves a woman in a hijab.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In the street where there's two giant trucks that have the this type of
like the sweep, shovel,
like a shovel type of thing, but it's mowing dead bodies.
Yeah.
So Cable saves the woman.
Mm-hmm.
She gets back up, does like a robotic motion,
mm-hmm.
leans over, picks up her bag, comes back up, goes back the other way across the street,
mm-hmm.
and she gets hit by an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
So you could look at Cable's face, and he was heartbroken because he went to save this woman. He went out of his way to save this woman to make sure that she was okay, only for her to wind up dead any damn way.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Simon, his controller, is saying, well, can't say I didn't try.
He tried to save her.
Yeah. So Cable wasn't too happy with that because
that's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
Straight up. So he's sullen for a moment and, you know,
got to get back to work.
Right.
Because you got to live.
Yep. So Simon/Cable, soldiers on.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Sandra makes a big save for Cable
mm-hmm.
and taking out a sniper. Mm-hmm. Then
Sandra gets her head blown off.
Literally. Like someone did a well-placed shot with a beautiful fire round.
Like,
and then boom.
And so blown off that Cable had pieces of her head stuck to his face.
Whatever is left of Sandra's thoughts are on Cable's face.
Really, Sandra's thoughts?
Sandra's thoughts are on
really,
Cable's
her thoughts,
face.
Her thoughts, really.
Slayers!
Oh, God. No.
So Cable continues to shoot and fight through the war zone.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it to the save point. Cable wins again.
So now you see the shots of different countries and everybody's cheering and happy. And so Simon is getting a lot of praise because people know that Simon is controlling Cable.
And at the same time, prisoners are mentally breaking down after that particular firefight.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take a toll on the prisoners. So
right. Don't
think that it's just real life people and they can't feel emotions. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Cable felt something when he couldn't save that woman a second time.
Right.
I mean, if you're killing people left, right, and center,
mm-hmm.
it's going to do something to you. And
right. You're
not a soldier that's equipped mentally to handle that type of thing.
Right. So, Simon,
he's a superstar.
Yeah.
My
he's
man.
Getting all these women
Woo!
Are showing them, you know, showing off their tits to them and saying they want to meet Cable and they want to talk to him and all this.
And offer him, offer Simon money to have control of Cable.
Right.
So Simon, he's not in the business of giving up Cable.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hold on to him, get him to his 30, set the man free.
Mm-hmm. So Simon, he's living in this room that's you walking into a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he's surrounded by all these screens. That's his room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so things just pop up on the screens. And one of the things that pops up, Ludacris hacks his screens and tells him that I have an offer where you could talk to Simon. I mean, where you could talk to Cable if you want.
Yeah. So intrigued.
Yeah.
It doesn't say much, but Simon took the offer.
Right.
Good boy. Good boy.
Let's take another break and we'll get into Terry Crews showing up.
That's going to be fun.
No.
Yes, it's not. No. And we're back.
We're back.
All right. So, Terry Crews.
So unnecessary.
It's necessary. We need someone in this game that is what they call cut loose. And Terry Crews is making threats against our boy Cable.
Right. So Castle didn't want Cable to win his game. So they put Terry Crews in there and he doesn't have anybody controlling him.
So like I said earlier,
he could do whatever he wants.
Cut loose.
Right.
So yeah, it's pretty much that. So he threatens Cable, threatened Cable's family.
Mm-hmm.
The wife and daughter.
Right.
Oh, once I get out of here, I'm going to pay them a visit.
Yeah. But before he does that, he sings. He sings.
I have no strings to hold me down. If you know the song and you're a fan of Disney, that's Pinocchio.
Yeah.
My man is singing a Pinocchio song.
Very Disney unnecessary. References. Very unnecessary.
It speaks to how he is, and he's a free runner. He can do whatever he damn well pleases.
Anyway, so they go out onto the field. They're back to fighting again, and Simon starts talking to Cable, and Cable is like, "Who is this?" And he didn't realize like that the guy could talk to him, and so he's trying to tell him, "Kid, this is real life. What are you doing? I can't believe I'm still alive after having a 17-year-old fight, like, as my controller."
What are you, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So then John Leguizamo ends up being one of just the generic people who they get these specific movements, and that's all they can do. And they have to try and survive just one session of this game with their specific movements. They don't have any guns. They don't have anything. They're just basically townspeople.
Yeah. So it's pretty much you're going to kill innocents. Right. But ironically, those innocents are also
prisoners. Actual prisoners. Yeah. So of course,
John... Well, Freak, John Leguizamo, got killed.
Of course.
In front of Cable.
Right.
Cable is heartbroken.
Of course.
And it just goes to show that even though he was there for three scenes, Freak did have some degree of relevance. To an extent. To an extent. And Leslie is like... He's unnecessary, but I say...
He's very unnecessary.
I say, for what little character development there is, I think that was helpful.
So
Simon and Cable, they're working together.
Right.
Yet Simon doesn't understand the situation at hand, like you just pointed out.
Right. And then Terry Crews tries to kill Simon. I mean, tries to kill Cable. He's about to shoot him in the head, but I think the game ended. The session ended.
Yeah, I think so. The session ended, right. And next thing you know, it's. There's a way that I want to say it, and I know I'm going to be crude in saying it, but I'm going to say the gun that Terry Crews had pointed at Cable's head just didn't deliver.
And then, yeah, the bullet just, like, slid out.
And just...
yeah, popped beep. Him in the head, yeah.
Just a light tap, like, yeah. Well, what is this?
So, Simon... I mean, Cable is like, Simon... you need to let me loose to do what I need to do. No more controlling me.
Right.
And so then they're back out of the game. And we're now seeing Cable's wife.
Petitioning for
yeah.
her daughter to be returned to her. Well, we understand that given Cable's wife's employment, the guy that was reviewing the application to give the daughter back to mom.
Yeah, so I guess he's a social worker.
So, or lack thereof. He's an ignorant piece of trash.
So he kind of laughed and he's like, your daughter's well taken care of. Why do you think she'd be in better hands with someone like you? And.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my kid.
Yeah.
My kid needs me. What are you talking about?
So. She's basically denied.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're you know, still... it's pending.
Yeah. But it's...
just, you know, the way they're talking. She is not... they're not trying to give her back.
Right. So, meanwhile, we go to Simon, who is just enjoying the fruits of his victory in the last session. Then Hacker, Ludacris, came in. Oh, you like what I did and how you're able to talk to Cable and blah, blah, blah. And Luda, the hacker, he dropped some really heavy knowledge on Simon to let him know, without Cable, you're nothing.
Basically. You're just a little rich kid.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't the actual words that he used. We're not going to use the word that he used, but we're just going to say rich little kid. Little rich kid. I mean, if you want to know what he actually said, you got to watch the movie.
Yeah. And he told him, you know, do what Cable said and let him free.
Right. So they both agreed on that. And the mystery woman returns to Cable's prison cell, talks to Cable a bit more, says Simon will give him what they want. So Cable said, okay, get me drunk. So we get ready for the next one. The last battle.
Right. Yeah, this is session 30.
Number 30. Cable wins this. He's free.
Right.
But remember, Terry Crews trying to kill him.
Right.
That's if he shows up.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
So while... Cable is getting ready to go into the 30th battle. He feels something in his flak jacket. He opens up the flak jacket zipper. It's a bottle of vodka. They came through.
Yeah, so he downs it completely.
While the security camera is looking, what's that in your hand? What do you got there?
Put that down.
Put it down. F that.
And then he tells him to throw the bottle, or don't take the bottle onto the battlefield.
I would have.
So, he threw the bottle.
Yeah, threw it right at that security orb. Jackasses.
And then he's in there.
Drunk.
And he's asking what's happening. And Simon is like, well, you wanted to be let go. You're let go. You're free.
Yeah.
And Simon is telling him, kill something. Shoot somebody. Because Cable is now running around like drunken monkey style.
Yes, which is a real life phenomenon.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the karate technique
where basically your motions are so random and so loose, your opponent doesn't know what you're about to do until you actually start landing blows on them and, you know, they realize, holy crap, I'm getting my butt whooped.
Right. So that's what he's doing. He's basically
drunken master
style, trying to get around. And he runs to a car. And he makes himself, he opens up the gas tank, and he makes himself throw up into the gas tank. So he throws up all the alcohol that he drunk. And then he pees into the gas tank, which I doubt that this would ever work anywhere in life, ever.
There's got to be a science to it. It's got to be a science.
It's not going
to
work.
Number one, no.
No,
don't do it. Don't do it. It's probably equivalent to putting sugar or a candy bar in your gas tank. Yeah, you're just gonna completely screw the whole thing over. So logic wise, in the movie logic, apparently getting drunk and throwing up into a gas tank and peeing in it equals gasoline.
Right.
Don't do it.
So he was able to get the car started and he was able to drive away. Now there's all these restricted areas. But he was able to drive through. Terry Crews jumps onto the car and is trying to shoot him. And he can't shoot him.
He's getting punched in the face a few times. And then when you're about to exit, there's that nice pillar right at the exit of an underground parking lot.
Right. So Terry Crews got smacked by a pillar. Yeah.
That was wonderful.
So, and then Cable shot. Is like this little ball that was following him. It was a camera, and he shot the camera.
Yes.
And so nobody knew what was going on after that. Mm-hmm. So everybody thought that Cable was dead.
Oh, correction. It was actually a missile. A missile came out.
That's what that was?
And, like, hit right behind him to make it, you know, they didn't hit him intentionally. Mm-hmm. Or if they were trying to be intentional, Cable was too damn fast for it.
Yeah.
So he wound up just like flying through the air, and that's where the camera cut off. And they said he was marked as fragged.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at how the rocket landed and what the outcome was before the camera went out. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is Gerard Butler, number one. Number two.
I mean, he's the star of the movie, so of course he's not dead.
Duh.
So then he's standing at this door, and this mystery woman comes up on a motorcycle, and she's telling him that Castle's not home, and
we need to get you out of here.
Yeah, we need to get you out of here now.
Do I know you?
Yeah.
Funny.
And he's like, oh, the voice.
Funny, you asked me this before. Mm-hmm. I know that voice. Well, we need to get out of here, like, now.
Right. So he jumps on the back of her motorcycle. They are driving through everything. Buildings. They're driving through buildings.
To get to a damn freight elevator where it goes to wherever it's going to go, up or down, I don't know. But we meet the hackers.
Right.
She's one of them.
Ludacris, some other guys, they're playing all these old school video games and playing
air hockey. All the classics.
So now these are serious hackers, but this is what they're doing. So they tell Cable. Gerard Butler or Cable, whatever.
Yeah. There you go. So they explain to Cable what exactly is going on.
Right.
And they're essentially saying that Castle has this whole thing planned out to the point where if he has his way, he could get everyone connected to the nanites in his brain, control everybody around the world, and he's the only puppet master.
Right. So that's the main goal, because everybody is excited about the prison system was about to be bankrupt, but he came along, and with this game, it made the prison system
wealthy.
Very, very wealthy.
Along with the United States government.
Right.
Shock.
So then he's saying that he also has these nanex, nanites, whatever, that... that can control and take over people's health, and so there's no more diseases. People aren't born with any type of genetic defects or anything.
So, and altruistic, but you rob people of free will.
Right. So that's what they're saying. If you do that, if you start doing this, everybody's going to be all excited about it, and then eventually you're going to be controlled by this guy because there's an IP address connected to each person. So when the hacker girl, I don't even know her name, when she punctured his hand to take his DNA, they were taking it so that they can hack the nanites in his brain.
Right.
So that they can switch it off so that he's not being controlled anymore.
Which worked.
Right.
It actually worked.
So then he says, I know where, he's like, I don't know how to help you.
I can't help.
Yeah.
But he's made aware that they know where his family can be found.
Right.
Which stops him. And he's like, okay, let's try to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
So Cable's wife is in a bar,
mm-hmm.
and she is approached by some character that was supposedly banned.
Right.
Next thing you know, they're in an elevator. He's humping on her left side.
Yeah.
Like a horny dog.
Yeah.
They get to her room. You can see her eyes. She's not happy about what's about to happen.
Right.
This dude is about ready to mount her like a lion. Right.
She gets on her knees.
And she's crawling.
And then Cable busts in the door.
Kicking the doorway in the bowl.
Grabs the guy.
Backbreaker.
Yeah. Just.
Backbreaker.
Cracks him. Yeah.
And then tosses him.
Right. So then he's talking to his wife, but his wife is being controlled by.
That.
All right. So. That was
life
interesting.
Happens.
Yeah.
We got an emergency alert about flash flooding. So
yeah,
we apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. So technical difficulty, kind of, sort of.
Right.
But we're still here.
Yeah.
We're still going.
Yeah.
So, yes. So after the backbreaker and toss by Cable.
He's talking to his wife.
But in reality, the obese dude with the waffles and syrup saying, please don't kill me. I'll make you feel good. And
yeah.
The next thing you know, he knows it's not his wife doing the actions.
Right.
And he has it in his eyes. I'm going to make sure I'm going to find this dude and I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. So he's telling this guy, let me talk to my wife. And the guy is like, I can't. She has to say what I say. And then he says, I love you, to his wife. And the guy does a whole flirty, seductive, I love you. And he's like, shut up. I'll find you and
I'll kill you.
Kill you, basically. And so he's like, where do we go? And the guy controlling his wife takes them through this rave.
Yep.
As they're walking out,
Terry Crews.
Yeah, he shows up again.
So hi, Cable. Bang!
Yeah,
right in the chest.
Thankfully,
yes.
Cable had on a vest.
Courtesy of Simon.
Right.
My man was with a plan.
Yes.
All right.
So he had on a bulletproof vest. So thankfully he didn't die. So he's in an elevator with Cable's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And two other people get on the elevator and they're making out. And the obese guy is still controlling Cable's wife. So he sees Terry Crews pulling out a knife. And the obese guy is like, do it, do it. And so Terry Crews licks the knife and then stabs the lady and kills her. And then wipes the blood on her
partner's
jacket. And then snaps his neck. And the wife which we never got a name for her.
I didn't get it either.
So the wife, she was all sad about it. And then when the elevator opened back up, Cable's there and he starts whipping Terry Crews. He starts beating Terry Crews's ass.
Angie.
Okay. So he starts beating Terry Crews's ass and he shoots him in the foot. Then all these other people are showing up and there's this serious shoot 'em up and everybody is getting shot up. They go to the rave. They're walking through the rave.
Trying to escape from these other people that are trying to kill Cable.
So now the rave is now getting shot up. But, of course, people can't react like you would normally react. They're still being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dancing in the blood and laughing and just like nothing's happening. They leave the rave.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're going up the steps, GPS, Gina Parker Smith,
yes,
the reporter, she shows up. Well, the talk show host.
Right.
She shows up she's in a Scooby-Doo van with two people dressed as Oompa Loompas.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
She's like, I can save you. You can trust me.
Yeah.
Get in the van. So they jump in the van. And she's like, you can trust me. You can trust me. And Cable says, yeah, or I'll kill you. So they go to the hacker's location.
Mm-hmm.
They start to talk about how to get rid of the nanites the wife's head.
Right.
And at this time, I actually thought that Gina Parker Smith was a spy.
Yeah. Really?
But she wasn't. Yeah.
Well, imagine that. She's just a reporter trying to get to the truth.
Yeah, or trying to get a story too.
Yeah, she's a leech.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was like, when she found out what was really going on, because mm-hmm. they had to watch Cable's memories to find out what happened.
And what happened, we discovered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how Cable ended up in jail.
It was because of Ken Castle.
Right.
King Castle was prototyping the nanites. Mm-hmm. He used it on John Tillman, a.k.a. Cable.
Right, because he was a soldier.
Right, a soldier, interviewer, something of that nature.
No, he was a soldier.
Oh, yeah, he was a government official at some capacity, but he definitely had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And Castle literally had him pull out the gun. The guy that was being questioned by Tillman is asking, are you okay?
Is one of his friends.
Yeah. Are you okay? You're freaking me out. Why you have the gun out? What's the gun for? I can't control my emotions. I can't control anything. Next thing you know, picks up the gun. Whoa. No. Bang.
Yeah. Shot him in the head. Because Castle made him shoot him in the head. Because he was testing out his nanites. Or whatever.
And apparently it was a successful test run.
Right. And so that's when Gina Parker Smith was like, cha-ching. And the hacker girl, she was like, no, this is not about money. This is something serious because he's going to try and control everybody. So they clear the wife.
Right.
So she's better now.
Mm-hmm.
And Castle got out of the chair while they're all talking. He got, because he was in this chair.
Cable.
And he got out of Cable. He got out of the chair and was in the hallway.
He was just trying to just gather his thoughts because of what he remembered and what he realized what happened.
Right.
So now he has a target.
Right. So he goes to,
this is the best part.
Yeah.
So Angie comes downstairs into the same hall where Cable is, and she is overwhelmingly grateful. And he looked at her and said, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, whatever the hackers used
right.
legit worked and yeah. completely stopped the nanites from overwhelming and mm-hmm. taking her over. Right. So they were actually able to share a very sentimental, tender moment. Mm-hmm. So I was really happy to see that. Yeah. I was like, I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
Anywho, Tillman Vichter's out. Reporter gives chase and she said she'll get the story.
Mm-hmm.
And after Simon is released from police custody, he went back home and found out that there were so many screens in his room that's calling him a effing cheater.
Yeah, so everybody was calling him a cheater. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about how Simon was being arrested.
Oh, yeah, so Simon got arrested.
Yeah, Simon got arrested and he was being questioned because they were like, he was aiding and abetting a fugitive, a criminal, helped him escape prison. And so...
You want some answers from me? Yeah. I need a peanut butter, walnut butter.
Yeah. He was like some type of nut butter.
Pistachio butter.
Right.
And grape jelly.
Yeah.
Wait. They make pistachio butter? It's amazing.
Yeah, that was.
I gotta get me some of that.
It was really dumb. It was dumb.
It was
stupid.
It was stupid.
So,
yeah.
Cable ends up at Castle's house.
Right. Ready to whoop that behind.
Because he thinks that's where his daughter is.
Which, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. So there's this screen. He thinks he's going to his daughter, but it's a...
like a television screen that just projects so well mm-hmm. and so vividly how realistic his daughter looks in mm-hmm. that area.
Yeah.
It completely confused Cable.
Yeah. So then... Castle is there with about 10 other people.
Security of some sort.
Yeah. And they start doing a dance number.
It's a musical.
It's a whole musical number.
With terrible choreography.
So Castle starts singing. What was he singing?
Oh, crap. I forgot what it was, but it was such a horrible
rendition. Oh, my gosh.
Of
that song. It was
certainly crooner. It was a crooner song.
Mm-hmm.
But while he's
doing... I got you under my skin. Yeah, I think that was the song,
wasn't it? Got you under my skin. Yeah, I don't know what the title is, but it was definitely that song.
So
while Cable is whooping ass...
Right.
The hackers are taken out.
Yeah, they kill... all the hackers.
Ludacris is dead.
Yeah.
And all the work that he did, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So Tillman fights for his life in brutal fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Castle
was the last one standing. Right. He's ready to get him.
And he tells him, follow me. And they're doing some dumb talking about absolutely nothing. Yeah. And then they go into...
A huge basketball court.
It looks like
NBA.
Yeah.
Like
it looks
Michael
like
Jordan,
an NBA court.
Like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird commercial NBA court.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you an ambiance
feel. Right. And this is supposed to be in his house. So
when you got money like that.
He's telling Cable how the nanites are so tiny that he can just... like, he was like, oh, is this tinier than these dust particles? So he, like...
takes some
chalk.
Some chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Does a LeBron James.
Yeah.
And you can see how small the particles are,
mm-hmm.
but they're way smaller than that.
Right. So he says the particles are really small. So then Terry Crews is there as well.
Again, with a blown off foot.
With a boot.
Yeah, during the time when he ran into him again and he shot Cable in the chest with the bulletproof vest. Cable,
yeah, I told him he shot him in... I said he shot him in the foot. Shot in the foot.
Blam.
Yeah.
Messy.
So then he had a boot. So he had a boot on. So then he had to fight, of course, because he's next to the last bad guy, just like any other movie.
Mm.
First, we get the monologue about how I'm going to control everybody. So Castle does the whole, this is how I'm going to control everybody with these nanites or whatever.
Yep.
than Cable is fighting Terry Crews, but Terry Crews is being controlled.
Yeah.
This time. I don't know why.
I think Castle was controlling Terry Crews.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out too well.
So Terry Crews got killed. He had to snap his neck twice.
Which was stellar.
Yeah. So then he was trying to kill, because Terry Crews had his knife. Cable picked up the knife and he was trying to kill Castle.
Nope.
But Castle was able to control him because he says he has the controls in his head, and he was able to, since they killed all the hackers, they were able to reprogram so that Cable is being controlled again. Cable and his wife.
Right.
So Cable is now crawling on the floor.
And speaking of Cable's wife, I'm going to need an audience.
Yeah. So he brings the wife and daughter in. And then he is trying to hold, first he's touching his daughter and his wife. And then Castle tries to make Cable kill his wife. I mean, kill his daughter.
Yeah.
And he's trying to make sure he can control him enough to kill him and, or to kill her. And
really
he is fighting hard. He fought really hard.
Yes.
And the knife ended up in
the ground, in the floorboard. Yeah.
And his wife, she said, "I will always be with you." Of course, the tattoo.
Yeah.
And
next thing you know, somehow, and this is the crazy part, somehow what was going on between Castle and Cable mm-hmm. was being broadcast all over the world.
Right.
So the entire evil plot is out there for everyone to see.
So everybody knows exactly what's happening. And Cable is now gaining control of himself. And there's all these tech guys who are sitting in the stands.
Tech support.
Yeah. There are all these tech support guys in black. And they're sitting in the stands with these weird computers.
Mm-hmm.
And Castle is telling them to stop the broadcast and calling them the R word, which we don't say.
Yeah. Not that one. And right. They said, "We're working on it." But mm-hmm. at the same time, an unexpected ally appeared.
Yes.
Simon.
He's got control of his... He got control of Cable.
Once more.
Yeah.
This time trying to even the odds.
He was able to help. And
next thing you know, Cable gave Simon a command. Simon visualized it. Castle mm-hmm. is taken out.
Yeah.
Castle's done.
So, yeah, he killed Castle.
And with that, the entire nanite tree has been destroyed.
Well...
More or
That's
less.
Not how it was destroyed. He told the main tech support guy.
Set us free.
Yeah,
set us free, not flee. Free. Yeah. Set us flee.
Set us free. And so he just said, okay, and pressed a couple of buttons. Boop, boop, boop. And then he was like, good game.
There you go.
And that was the end.
Pretty much. Game over.
It could have been so much better, especially the ending. They could have done so much more with that ending. And I just really, it really annoyed me that it ended the way it did. I think the fight could have been better.
Yeah.
I think they could have brought Simon in a little faster.
That's true.
I don't understand why they let him go so fast. I almost think that the tech support guys, especially when they went to the obese guy's house,
mm-hmm.
I think they were trying to help get control so that they can help kill Castle.
Because they know the type of dirty
is. So I think that was all happening,
mm-hmm.
but it just didn't play out well.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have. Like, it would have made it a much better movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And having more dialogue. I mean, yes, I understand a lot of men don't care about the dialogue in movies. They do want to see all the shoot 'em up.
We want to see all the boobs.
I said, look, we're shoot men. Them up. You're shoot, talking about boobs.
Shoot 'em up in boobs.
Oh, my God.
Put it in a movie, men will watch. I'm guaranteeing it.
I know.
It's a truth. It's an uncomfortable truth, but it's a truth.
Why is it uncomfortable?
Some people are just uncomfortable with seeing boobs.
Here, let me show. No.
And this is why we don't give her alcohol.
I didn't even have any yet.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of.
Yet.
Yes. Yet.
Yet. So.
Overall, I agree with Leslie. It could have been so much more.
It could have.
I mean, I appreciate Liongate movies because they're typically pretty good. This one, it was a miss.
I really think some of the scenes that they were showing, like when I do like that one scene that they showed that we didn't talk about where they were he was doing training. He was training on his upgraded.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
Yeah.
That kind of scene, it helped with the story.
Right.
They could have cut that whole thing with Terry Crews and
in the shower room.
Yes. And I got no strings.
Yeah, we need.
They really could have cut that.
I mean, naturally, Terry Crews is comedic, which I can appreciate, but at the same time.
No, that was very unnecessary.
It didn't work.
And even some of the shooting scenes.
Mm-hmm. It was just wholly unnecessary.
It was. And I think, if they were going to show that, there were times that they just completely stopped showing the save points and stuff like that. And I think they should have shown more of that. Right. If they were going to show all the shoot 'em up.
Right.
And there was this one scene that they were showing boobs that was the one where they were in the game, in the Slayers.
Right.
And I think John Leguizamo just got killed.
Oh, and that audience member.
Yeah.
Opened up her thing and it was like a boob plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why?
Why? I mean, if you're gonna be showing boob throughout the movie, I mean, go hog wild, go all the way through. Show boob everywhere.
It was unnecessary, and the CGI is not good. There was this one scene where they were going when Cable was going to Castle's house at the end, where it looked like he was. You could easily tell he was walking in front of a green screen. There was no doubt that he was walking in front of a green screen.
Horrible.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right, people. Well, we thank you. Thank you for seeing our very first visual.
Yes.
Bad Movies and Booze.
Yes.
Where, of course, if you're going to be drinking, no matter how old you are, who you are, as long as you are of legal age, please, please, please drink responsibly.
Yes.
So, we don't know what we're going to do next time, but... We're going to see how this takes.
Yeah.
If it takes well,
we'll definitely do it again.
Oh, of course.
And if you're not watching us, if you're listening to us on the podcast, turn on YouTube and go watch us. If you go to bitesize.me, that's bitesize.me/BM&B, you could see everywhere we are. All of the different platforms that we're showing on, so.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can listen to us on as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. So, yes, everyone, thank you for listening in. And until then, again, please drink responsibly. And as we always say,
cheers.